It's November 2005 in Santa Monica. Kevin Lee is well into his 30s, but he's still working for his dad, Noel Lee, the founder and CEO of Monster Cables. Father and son are walking into the headquarters of Interscope Records. Interscope is a hugely successful record company and a perennial industry boundary pusher. Interscope has brought cutting-edge musicians like Nine Inch Nails and Tupac into the mainstream. Kevin has brought his dad to California because Kevin's got something to prove. He's been working for his dad for 15 years, but he isn't an engineer, doesn't have his dad's expertise or business acumen. He doesn't really have anything his dad has, so this is his big chance to impress his father by scoring a big win for the family business. So Kevin came to L.A. earlier that year to schmooze his way through the music business. His mission? Network like crazy with big-name musicians interested in the idea of premium electronics. And today's meeting is the fruit of his labor. Jimmy Iovine is one of the biggest names, if not the biggest, in the music business. Jimmy Iovine welcomes them into his office. He wears his trademark fitted t-shirt and black jeans, his bald head covered by a baseball cap. Kevin and Noel look around. The walls are lined with platinum records. If Kevin is a little intimidated, his dad isn't. Noel Lee gives his pitch. He's a natural salesman. Noel delivers a dazzling presentation on his headphone technology and audio engineering. Oh, and did I forget to mention that also present at the meeting is another music legend. Platinum-selling hip-hop producer, an original member of NWA, an undeniable superstar Andre Young. You might know him as Dr. Dre. It takes guts to walk into Dre and Iovine's house and provide an education in sound, as Noel Lee calls it. But Dre and Iovine are thoroughly impressed by Lee's demo. Loud, bass-heavy headphones. They can blast anything from rap to rock without distortion. Lee's pitch is simple. He'll bring top-tier sound quality. Iovine and Dre will bring top-tier celebrity. It's a natural win-win, right? But this story is only going to have one big winner and one very big loser. From Wondery, this is Business Wars. I'm David Brown. A quick warning that this episode contains a few moments of strong language. Now, since the start of Business Wars, you've heard some epic business rivalries. The long foot race between Nike and Adidas. The fight for eyeballs between Netflix, Blockbuster, and HBO. Well, today, we're going to do something a little different. We're spending this episode on a business battle between a couple of music moguls and a father-son team with a new idea for headphones. Now, you've probably heard of the company, Beats by Dre. Even if you don't own a pair of their bulky, colorful headphones or slick Bluetooth speakers, I'm sure you've seen them around. It's hard not to. Walk into any coffee shop or subway and you'll see people wearing Beats. Yet, you've probably never heard of Noel and Kevin Lee. Today, when Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine talk about Beats by Dre in public, they tell the same creation myth over and over. Iovine thought Dre should do a sneaker endorsement deal, but Dre balked and spoke the line he claims would make gadget history. Fuck sneakers, let's make speakers. Great moments in history don't usually rhyme, but even if you believe this tale, it's missing two key players. Noel Lee is a pioneer in the history of overpriced audio gear for the masses. In 1979, Noel Lee starts Monster Cable Products based out of, you guessed it, his Bay Area, California garage. It's around the same time Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak are puttering around with their own local garage-based enterprise. These young pioneers don't know each other, but their two legacies will connect a few decades down the line. Lee is an engineer by education and has some serious technical bona fides. After graduating from California Polytechnic State University, he went on to conduct laser research at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. But Lee's passion is music, not lab work. Lee is undeniably charming. He's got the bronzed look of a Miami club owner and the permanent smile of a born CEO. And he's got a particular interest in the least sexy part of home audio, wires. All he has to do is convince the world that their cables are making their music sound like junk. His big pitch to the audio world of the 1980s is brilliant and simple. Your music sucks because your cables suck, and your cables suck because they're cheap. But if the highest-end speakers or stereo receivers are out of reach for most customers, Lee bets that people will buy expensive speaker cables because that's something they can actually afford. And it will make them feel like they've entered the exclusive world of audiophiles. And Lee's bet pays off. In the early aughts, Monster Cable is a tremendously profitable company that dominates a product category it practically invented, selling expensive cables for audio, video, and electrical use in home theaters. You might have seen them at Best Buy or online, durable blue mesh wires with gleaming gold-plated connectors. Monster products come with a dictionary of buzzwords and benefits. Monster will sell you a cable with a Duraflex hex mesh protective jacket, nitrogen-injected gas dielectric for maximum signal strength, and 24-karat gold plating for a couple of $100. Is this basically the audio and videophile equivalent of snake oil? But Monster keeps selling and selling. They make hundreds of millions of dollars every year. As Monster's cable sales take off, Noel Lee's son, Kevin, becomes intimately involved in Monster's operations. Now, you won't mistake Kevin for Noel. The son lacks his father's confidence and charm. Kevin doesn't exactly own a room with his presence. By 2005, the Lees are dreaming bigger than cables. The iPod and iTunes are taking over the world, and Apple is threatening to take over the music industry. Speaker sales are down. Portable is everything. But what should come next? Noel looks at those little white earbuds that come with every iPod. Sure, they're iconic, but as Noel Lee would be the first to tell you, they sound awful. Still, most consumers don't seem to mind. But what if you could make the whole world want something better for their ears? Noel Lee gets to work on what he thinks is going to be a sonic breakthrough for the iPod generation. He works inside the Monster headquarters. It's a low, wide building, a generic office slab in Brisbane, south of San Francisco. They would be at home in any spot of American suburban sprawl. Noel engineers the best-sounding headphones he can. But Noel's smart enough to recognize that the iPod explosion has as much to do with the cool factor as it does with quality. And you can't design a sense of cool in a lab. Before he's even finished designing his product, Noel Lee puts a lot of faith in his son Kevin to execute the next part of the plan. Noel puts Kevin on a plane to Los Angeles, down the coast from the boring old Monster headquarters, to cruise the music scene and score contacts with the people who pull the strings. Noel tells his son, "You gotta go get Usher, Mary J. Blige, U2, whoever." Kevin gets to work schmoozing. He manages to meet Interscope chairman Steve Berman. Berman passes the word to Jimmy Iovine, the legendary producer who made music legends like Tom Petty and U2, and later brought rap artists like Dr. Dre and Eminem to prominence. Iovine talks about this project to Dre. Well, it turns out that Iovine and Dre have been trying to come up with a side venture together to help weather the MP3 apocalypse, and so they agree to meet with Noel and Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee is delirious. Now, we're back to 2005, to that trip the Lees took to the Interscope headquarters. Noel and Kevin sit down with Iovine and Dre. The music moguls know they want to sell hardware, but they're not sure what kind. Noel explains, "You know how music is supposed to sound. I know how music is supposed to sound, and the rest of the world is pretty screwed up. Let's build headphones together." Monster will bring the technology, Iovine and Dre will bring their extensive celebrity Rolodex, and everyone's going to make a lot of money. Noel and Kevin have charmed and seduced the two music legends, not the other way around. Or so they think. Together, they'll sell headphones famous people wear. They'll sell headphones non-famous people crave. They'll make headphones as lusted after and as special as the iPods they're plugged into. The plan, such as it is pretty simple. The tough stuff is yet to come, of course. Lawyers will handle the mind-numbing paperwork to seal the partnership. This is a turning point for both Lees. Noel built this company up from nothing to a premium brand, and a partnership like this is going to take Noel Lee from being electronics world famous to being a power player straight up. This doesn't just mean a ton of money in the future, but respect. And for Kevin, this is the chance to prove himself as his father's worthy heir, the rightful successor to the Monster legacy. This is his chance to shut down anyone who thinks he's just his dad's dopey son along for the ride. You know, the Lee who didn't go to engineering school. This is Kevin's chance to separate himself from his father's success by closing a huge deal that no one else will be able to take credit for. Kevin goes to negotiate the terms with Dre and Iovine's lawyers by himself. The deal goes nowhere at first. They lowball Monster with a tiny revenue split. Their lawyers are aggressive, giving Kevin little room to wiggle. As much as he wants the deal to happen, Kevin just can't make it work. Dre and Iovine walk. 6 months pass. Then, a phone call Noel and Kevin didn't expect. It's Iovine. Beats by Dre has tried to make a go of it with a rival manufacturer called SLS Audio, but the endeavor's fallen apart. All they have to show for their work after half a year is the name, Beats by Dre, but no product to put it on. Noel and Kevin find themselves meeting with Dre and Iovine again. Between them on the table is the rough prototype SLS had delivered. Noel thinks it's garbage. Acoustically, the SLS version sounded poor. The prototype design is terrible, and it's never going to become cool either. That's right. Noel tells Dre and Iovine what's cool and what isn't. Go ahead, put it on your head. Look in the mirror. You don't look good. Dr. Dre can't deny it. Iovine jumps in. So it's been a while, and we've learned a lot about the business. Things didn't work out as we planned. So, is Monster still up for a collaboration or not? Yes, we're still interested in working something out with Interscope. We're in for round two. Kevin rushes back to the bargaining table with more excitement than ever, facing down a team of lawyers by himself, again. It's slow going, but Kevin feels good the deal will work out this time. So Kevin starts spending Monster's money without his father's knowledge, before a deal is signed, on a company that technically doesn't exist yet. Noel Lee still has his own reservations about teaming up with Dre, but his son is busy wagering his whole future on it. Kevin starts burning through money as if the ink is dry, and Beats by Dre is already Monster's brand to use. Kevin actually begins spending money to manufacture and promote headphones, stacking up inventory that he can't even sell yet. Kevin knows he's gone completely rogue. Kevin has gotten so ahead of himself that he's in a bind with the deal-making. Monster needs to start earning money with Dre instead of blowing through it. Kevin feels like he has no choice but to strike a deal, and so he signs the contract. Beats by Dre is a partnership with Monster, sure, but in the final paperwork, it's not an equal one. In exchange for access to Iovine's publicity juggernaut and Dre's giant brand recognition, Monster not only takes on the expensive task of making and distributing Beats headphones, but also agrees to sign away ownership of literally all the tech they deliver. In other words, Monster designs, builds, manufactures, and distributes the headphones, and they own nothing in return but the temporary right to be associated with Dr. Dre. And what do Dre and Iovine contribute? Dre's name and the prominent lowercase b to go on the side of the headphones. Now the question is, will consumers be willing to pay $350 a piece for fancy headphones? Dre, Iovine, and the Lees are about to find out. The Promo Blitz kicks off at the big annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in 2008. Monster rents out its own suite at the Paris Hotel, wooing tipsy tech bloggers from around the world still skeptical of the idea of a $300 pair of headphones. There's no more perfect place in the world for Beats to debut, and on all the promo materials, there's Monster's logo right underneath the Beats by Dre name. Dre and Iovine are there to promote the new headphones, too. Noel Lee finds a newfound celebrity status by association among the techies at CES. And Lee never looks more at home than he does in Las Vegas during that show, surrounded by everything bright, loud, and expensive. Lee actually suffers from a degenerative neurological condition that took his ability to walk, but he refuses to sit in a wheelchair, so he's rarely seen without his trademark chrome-plated Segway. No one can miss Noel as he zips across the convention hall in his tricked-out Segway. The release plan works. The headphones look great, and Dre and Iovine do their part to get the new Beats headphones onto as many celebrity skulls as possible.
I want to thank Dr. Dre for giving me this opportunity to let y'all know that I'm launching my new headphones, the Tunchies by Dre Stevie.
Lil Wayne, Robin Thicke, LeBron James, the famous flock to Beats, or put them on as a favor to the two music giants. Dre draws in Lil Wayne by giving him his own headphones, and he wastes no time promoing them at his own launch party. And Dre and LeBron have a little fun in a commercial for Beats that leaves rap audiences scratching their heads. LeBron is sitting in a chair, knees on his elbows, looking down and bobbing his head, when you hear this.
LeBron likes to use music to achieve that warrior-like intensity.
Time after time, if you lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting. Time after time.
Unexpected.
The audio company becomes as much a fashion brand as a gadget company, if not more.
The newest fashion accessories are head-swaddling, high-style headphones that make a statement. Beats by Dre earns $200 million in revenues in 2009.
Yep, headphones are fashion. Dre and Iovine have delivered a marketing breakthrough as brilliant as Noel's success, selling a few pennies of copper wire as a $100 cable. Beats sells 400,000 headphones in 2009, its first year on shelves. The following year, the Taiwanese smartphone firm HTC surprises the tech world when it purchases a 51% stake in Beats by Dre for $300 million. This is the kind of big investment that happens on your way to tech billions. But somehow, no one told the Lees. They hear about it from the news. Father and son are completely blindsided by news that should have had them popping champagne and counting their earnings. So how did this happen? Well, to understand, we have to go back to the deal's terms. When Kevin Lee was rushing through that contract with Dre and Iovine's lawyers, he let slide a key provision, a provision that allowed Beats by Dre to completely kick Monster out of the partnership if there's ever a change in control of the company. With HTC buying up 51% of the company, that's what they elect to do. Monster's manufacturing and distribution contract with Beats is severed permanently and 100% legally. Meanwhile, Dre pockets a reported $100 million off the deal. For Noel and Kevin, this is the end of the road with Beats. They are furious, devastated, and there's not a single thing they can do about it. The Lees walk away with what's basically a small corporate severance package, a tiny sliver of the company, no patents, no royalties. Kevin Lee, in his attempts to prove his worth to his dad, had made a $100 million error. And then, it became a billion-dollar error. June 2014, Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco. 6,000 people are packed into the Moscone Center Amphitheater, including some of the top technology reporters, developers, and executives in Silicon Valley. This may sound like a boring affair to some, but to Apple fans, it's less a conference than a religious rite. Apple Senior VP of Software Craig Federighi walks onto the spare black stage. He is the living embodiment of Apple's upbeat corporate image, his blue shirt open at the neck, his silver mane swept back perfectly. Apple employees and fanboys alike call him Air Force One. What will he announce? The eager crowd wonders. Are we about to see the next operating system? A new way to iMessage, perhaps? A Steve Jobs-style one more thing surprise? Federighi has just explained how you can now pair your iPhone to your MacBook and make a call straight from the desktop. Now, it's time for a demo.
I wanted to make a phone call to a new Apple employee that's joining us. It's something we do from time to time. So
Federighi's screen is blown up cinema size before the audience and streaming viewers watching live. Federighi types in Dr. Dre.
So let's have my Mac dial via my iPhone.
The auditorium goes silent.
I talk to people like him all the time, of course. It's very normal for me.
Hello.
Wow. Hey, it's Craig Federighi here.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dre.
Doctor, you're on speakerphone via my Mac with over 6,000 amazing developers here at WWDC. We all want to welcome you to Apple.
Just a few days earlier, Apple shocked the world by announcing it was purchasing Beats by Dre for $3 billion. After buying back control of Beats from HTC, Dre was suddenly worth a reported $700 million. The deal for Beats is the most cash Apple has ever paid for a company purchase in its history. By 2015, Beats by Dre belongs to Apple, and Monster, tragically, is still trying to compete with its own creation. Today, the official Beats position is that Monster always played a marginal role in the company, that their engineering contributions were slight compared to the audio expertise that Dr. Dre, a legendary engineer with one of the best ears in music, brought to the table. But Kevin Lee has the intricate engineering diagrams and design documents dating back to Beats' inception as proof of Monster's contribution. Monster engineered the sound in Beats by Dre headphones. They told us what they wanted and they approved it, but we made that sound possible. Noel and Kevin Lee are both still in the headphone market they helped to create. Noel is making them for Monster and Kevin is left to work at SOL Republic, a headphone manufacturer he co-founded. Looking at SOL's and Monster's offerings, it's obvious how much father and son think their original formula is still a winner. Despite being competitors, the Lee's respective headphone lineups are pretty hard to tell apart. Big, chunky, bold, laden with buzzwords. From afar, you'd probably mistake a pair of SOL or Monster headphones for something from Beats. That is, until you got close enough to notice the signature letter B is missing. As for how it turned out for Dr. Dre, I'll let him tell you. I would have never saw this happening from that far back, homie. But it came to be, would have never believed. Living the life I live in CBT. A motherfucking dream to reality is what you call that, homie. Yeah. We hope you enjoyed this special business battle episode. Next time, we'll begin a new 6-part series of another business war. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, NPR One, or wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. There's a link on the episode notes. Just tap or swipe over the cover art, and you'll also see some offers from our sponsors. You can support our show by supporting them. Now, if you like what you heard, we'd love you to give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends how to subscribe while you're at it. And if you'd like to share your thoughts about the show or suggest some future business wars you'd like to hear, answer a short survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, David Brown. Sam Biddle wrote this story. He was the first journalist to report this story about Monster and Beats by Dre for the website Gizmodo in 2013. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor. Sound designed by Bay Area Sound. Our show's executive producer is Marshall Louie, and it was created by Hernan Lopez. for Wondery.